now on RadioVegas.rocks. It's time for the Oscar, Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show. They know a lot because they were there to live it. Now, give it up for your hosts of the show that is making history, Oscar, Bernie and Ernie.
My nature freak. I'm a freak of nature and I need my nature freak. If you are a nature freak, come sort up on my beak. He's a freak of nature and we love his little beak. We're nature freaks and we love his little beak. I'm a freak of nature and I need my nature freak. I'm a freak of nature and I need my nature freak.
Well, Bernie, that's your theme song, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm happy to be here tonight. I'm sold. I'm happy to be anywhere. It's great being here this evening. I'm having a great time here in Las Vegas.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So what'd you do this last week?
Well, I went over to America's Got Talent. And I saw a bunch of great people over there. I saw James Thompson with Ricky. I saw Steve Cater over there. He had the bird loose, too. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time over there. I saw you actually got up there, you dog, without me.
Yeah, I kind of dogged you, Bernie. I got up there and I just did some straight comedy and then sang a little Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, I heard you. You did all right. You know, you did all right. Maybe they'll call you. Maybe they won't. We'll see. We'll see. You know, last time I was on, it was Terry Fader.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You were on there with Terry Fader.
Well, Terry Fader's a fraud.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he was lip-syncing. In fact, he flunked mime school. Hey, didn't you see his Milli Vanilli puppet?
All right, Bernie, that's enough now. Hey, I'm going to put you down for a little bit. We got to talk about our sponsors tonight.
All right. You got to do get paid.
Yeah, that's right. So anyways, tonight being Tuesday, and it is the Oscar and Bernie History of Comedy Hour. And every Tuesday night, we play a bunch of comedy, and we want to give a shout-out to the people that help our cause and keep us busy here. Is one of them is a great guy, Dick Talks, Dickster, over there at Pete's Wheatgrass. Wheatgrass is the most oxygenated substance you can drink, and they got it at the Las Vegas Athletic Club. And you can get it from them, get onto the web, and get a hold of Pete's Wheatgrass, and check that out. Also, I want to thank Ernie over at Amnesia Salon at 6462 Losey Road in North Las Vegas. Go on over there and check them out. They got color highlights. They got hair extensions, manicures, pedicures. They do Brazilians, manzillions. They even have a chiropractor over there to bend you back into shape. So once you go to Amnesia Salon, you can forget about it. You're going to come out looking beautiful and feel great. They're open Monday to Saturday, 9 to 6. Sundays, 10 to 5. Stop on in there and see Ernie over there. Also, I want to mention that we got a great friend of ours over here that's doing a great job. If you need an honest, hardworking realtor and a buddy of mine, Century 21 Solutions, ask for Michael Hallop. And Mike's over there. His direct number is 702-533-4238. So give a shout-out to Michael Hallop. And if you need a free analysis on your property, your situation, get a hold of him. Also, at this time, I'd like to thank Tax Service & More, 3140 South Durango. It is tax season now. The IRS started accepting things on the 23rd, tax returns. So if you need some help with your taxes, give them a call, 702-240-8090 over there at the Tax Service & More. Well, anyways, we want to get on with our show. We're talking comedy over here in Las Vegas. There's a lot of opens going on. There's a live show tonight. You can get over and see John Hilder over at the Plant Hollywood. We got jokes over there at the Cabaret Show. They got going on every Tuesday night. They got a good lineup over there. On Monday nights, Just Effin' Comedy, go see Alex. And Alex keeps tabs on all the open mics around town. And if you go in there your first time checking out a show, they're going to give you a free PBR tall boy for coming by and saying hello. And that's on Monday nights. So what you do, gang, out there, if you got the idea that you get your friends to laugh, you can get strangers to laugh, you get strangers to laugh for money. If you've been known as the class clown, there are open mics around town that give you a shot. And they got a new one. Craig Parks was doing with Ray Love and some other people. You probably see Val. She's always over there taking pictures and supporting live comedy. They're over there now at a place called Lacey's. It's an open mic at Lacey's Lounge at 1852 Las Vegas Boulevard North at 10 p.m. They're over there. I believe it's on Wednesday evenings is when they used to be over at the other place, so I believe that is Wednesday nights. And you can check that out on Facebook over there at Craig Parks. Also, Monday nights, we got Victor Hernandez. Now, Victor's a great guy. He's been doing comedy here in town a few years, and he's Monday nights over there at the Alibi Comedy Open Mic, and that's at the Hard Hat Lounge. And the Hard Hat Lounge, they're at 1675 Industrial Road. They got a new chef over there. I seen him written up in the RJ that for a small bar, you know, in a place like an industrial road, you wouldn't think that you'd go in there and find some good food. But actually, it's been written up in the RJ that it's a special place to check out what they got for grub over there. So you want to get by there. And Victor's a great guy. He helps people get started in comedy, and he's got a real good reputation around town. Now, Bobby Massey, Wednesday nights over at the Naked City Pizza. Bobby's been doing it a long time now over there. Sponsors of the Rockin' Comedy Show, our producer, Jay Bird, over there. We're glad to say that that's been running for over a year now, and Bobby does a great job. Sign-ups are at 8:30. It's over there at Arville, South Arville, 3240 South Arville, and Desert Inn. And zip on in there. They really got some of the greatest pizza in town over there, Naked City Pizza. It is really good. I consider myself a doughologist, so I give them the 5 stars for their pizza. Anyways, Thursday nights we had open mics happening down on the Boulder Highway. And that's been run by Victor also. I guess a couple other guys here in town. I think Blake's over there too, hosted by Philip White. It's been going on for a while down at 5866 Boulder Highway down at Legends on Thursday nights. Also Thursday nights, Kevin Wynn and Bruce Purcell running a show over at Champagne's. They're at 3557 South Maryland Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada. If you go to John Oscar Hine Facebook, I'm popping up these guys' flyers all the time when they're doing stuff. Sunday nights is the E-String with Devin Sheffield. They're over there in Sunset Road, over there in Henderson also. You got to give a shout-out to Manny Hine. He just had a birthday this last week. It's Doughboy's birthday tonight, in fact. And Manny's been doing a show for a long time up there at the Backstop in Boulder City. He's a great guy and does a nice job over there supporting live comedy here in town and giving people a chance to get on stage and pursue their dream. So one of the things you want to do if you're writing comedy, you want to start off usually with your a little bit about yourself, a biographical couple of minutes on who you are, and you're looking for that 4 to 6 laughs per minute. That's working kind of on a formula basis. KillerStandUp.com, you can go over there. They got some free information. And if you want to delve in farther, you can purchase some of their information that they got going on over there, too. So anyways, that's the start of the show. I think at this point, I think our producer probably has some comedy. We're going to do some classical comedy tonight. We're going to listen to some old-timers, and they'll be starting here in a half second. Thank you.
The national anthem, what happened? Oh, someone got up. No, you don't have to stand. the national anthem of this country, the Star Spangled Banner, is going to have to be rewritten very soon. Nobody sings it on the way to work anymore. Remember the good old days? You'd pass a guy going to work. Oh, say, can you see? Hello, Dr. Brown. They don't do that. What's the fair way to rewrite this kind of a song? By the way, you people here, you really can't see during this bit, can you? Because the piano. Those are the goon seats. You'll find a picture and a resume under the seat. Read along. Let me update it. Put down riding and swimming, okay? What's the fair way to rewrite a song like that, a national song? Do you hire the country's most popular songwriter? What, Burt Bacharach? Let him do it? That's not fair. No, why? Let one hire a professional? You wouldn't want that song anyway. Hey, no place. It's got trees, it's got mountains. I think the fair way to rewrite the song is to hold open auditions. Put a piano, put a good piano, let everyone sound good, in a building in Washington, get a panel of judges, and hold auditions for the new national anthem. So let's go to Washington to those auditions now. Not literally, of course. I meant comedically. Listen, last night I said that, and 30 people went out in the alley and waited for, like, a bus to take them. And, of course, there was no bus there, and I felt like a fool. All right, please be quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of you. We got to get through it. Please be quiet. Very quickly, sit down at the piano, state your name, where you're from, play your song, all right? Don't give us any titles. Please be quiet. Don't give us any titles. We'll call them all the anthem. If we like it, we'll get your title from you later, okay? State your name, where you're from, play your song. We'll stop you when we've heard enough. Let's go quickly. You're first.
First? Ted Rutherford? Dallas, Texas.
Dan Allen, Denver, Colorado. Miles from coast to coast. Every citizen has reason to boast. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Leroy Williams. I'm from any ghetto you choose. You jail all your black. Thank you. Hal Carter. I lived the last 75 years in Michigan. I was born there. I'm 75 years old. While we stand here waiting for the ball game to start, let's give thanks for our home and our two-car garage. Let's give thanks for TV. Thank you. Let's give thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Kid, stand over there, kids. All right, fine. Hi. I'm Lee, and the kids here to my left are the Anthemites. And we're from Sarasota, Florida. Ready?
Ooh, I like the USA. Ooh, ooh. I like the USA. Ooh. It's better than Russia or China. Ooh, it's better than Yugoslav. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can the lights be changed at all? All right, it's not important. Before I sing my song, I should tell you a bit about myself. My name is Mr. Robert Bob Harmon, and I currently live and work in the very exciting city of Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm an entertainer. And you know, Vegas is a great place, an exciting place, but originally I'm from a much quieter place, a place up north out west, a place I call Portland. What a great place it is. In one 30-square-mile radius, there's more to do than almost anywhere in the world. There's hunting and fishing and boating and camping. Get on with it! I am. It's how I get into it in the actor. It's got beautiful waterfalls and gorgeous trees, but you know, it's part of a bigger place. It's part of a country. Can you guess which country it is? No, it's not Denmark or Poland or Sweden or Rome. Get on with it! It's a lovely place I call home, I'm proud to say. I've got a country. Got a country. I spell it A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
Get off the stage!
Thank you. Thank you.
Funny stuff. Albert Brooks? Very funny stuff. I guess he was at Laugh Factory or something? Or you said Las Vegas. I mean, where was he performing at? No idea. All right. Yeah, it sounded a little bit like Steve Martin off of his album. A little bit of that vein. A little bit with what he was doing there. One of the things that we've talked about in the past is juxtaposition. You're always looking for the funny, is what it is. Everything you see, you ought to be able to find the funny if you're going to be writing comedy. And I suggest, in the old days, we used to carry a notebook. Now you got a phone, so you can record everything, or you can type it in there, quick letter. Anything that comes to you funny, put it down on paper, put it, record it. Because what happens is it might not fit into what your theme is that you're working on in your act. But then down the road, all of a sudden, it's like, now I'm onto this, and that would work into that. Juxtaposition. If the waiter served you a whole fish and a scoop of chocolate ice cream on the same plate, your surprise might be caused by the juxtaposition or the side-by-side contrast of the two foods. And that's how comedy is. Like a. This is like a that, and that's a like a that. And that's how they come up with comparisons that you're looking for the funny. My buddy Lyle is filming today, and he gave Bernie a joke a while back that was actually quite a hit at when we were working in the strip club. And it was Bernie stating that he had started dating a stripper, and her name was Dixie. And then he said, but he thought he had to break off dating her because her last name was Normus. And I said, well, what's so bad about that? You know, a name is just a name, Bernie. There's no problem with that. And he says, yeah, well, you take your date home to meet your parents with a name like Dixie Normus. Ba-dum-bum. The sexual innuendo in the wording of it all. And maybe even a juxtaposition of Bernie dating such a stripper. So anyways, let's see, and also, I do want to mention, while I got a moment here, picking my brain, because if you noticed that was a brain fart. I got a few friends, too, that I want to give quick shout-outs to that are been involved with the show in the past and buddies of mine that I worked with over the years. Mikey over at Easy Bail Bonds, if your crazy uncle gets in trouble and you got to get him out of jail, give Mikey a call at 702-445-0866. Also, I want to thank Gangster Headphones because I won a pair of these great headphones a while back. You see, I got them on right here. And you can get a real cool pair of these Gangster Headphones for just $79 when you visit gangsteraudio.com. And we want you to enter in the code ROCKLV, ROCKLV. So again, take note of that. We want you to check out Gangster Headphones for only $79. And these are cool because not only do you get a carrying case, you get extra wires, you get USB connectors that come with them. And, I mean, these are stylish. They're sharp. Check them out. They're great to have. I'm glad I won them. That is a nice little deal there. That was thanks to the studio at the Christmas party. I happened to figure out a couple of titles, a couple of movies. I don't know, some damn thing was probably rigged. That's all I can say. Hey, there's
romance.
Yeah, it was romance novels. Yeah, like I had a clue of what the hell was going on. Anyways, I was half in a bag. Luckily, the wife drives. Anyways, a couple other guys that do shows here in town. We got Slammy. He does Jack Slammy shows around town. Check him out on a Facebook. The websites. We want you to check out Rock and Comedy Show, their website, and what we got going on at RadioVegas.rocks. This spring, they got a great show coming up at the M. Keep posted for that. A shout out to Mike Zala, man, one of our comedy buds. He's had a problem, man. 2 days ago, the dang neighbors, a fire broke out in their apartment, and the water damage messed up his place. And he's been staying in a motel, and I told them if they need an air mattress or something, a bed when they get settled in or something, I got that for them. And if they need a few items, we all get together and pitch in and help him out. Mike Zala does a show here in town, too, on the open mics that are happening all around Las Vegas. And it's a great opportunity for you to get up because years ago, there wasn't too much going on. There was a Sahara Showcase. That was about it with Sandy Hackett. And that was a nice room. Back then, they had a three-piece band going on. And Evan Davis, if you check out his website, Evan posts all the shows that are going on around town. And so does Neenan. If you check out Neenan, she's over there at the Pepper Mill every Tuesday. You can go by there and check out her TV show. And she's a wonderful lady that if you go talk to her about whatever you might be promoting, like myself, I'm involved with the Parrot Heads here in town. And we meet usually the first Wednesday of every month. February 4th on Saturday at 7 o'clock, we'll be hooking up over at Tommy Rockers. We got a nice band coming in there. A fella's going to be playing over there, special guest. So come on out and check that out. Tommy does a nice job for the Parrot Heads. You get yourself a good $5 cheeseburger, and they got some drink specials for you, too. We meet at 7 o'clock. We sell some dollar raffle tickets. You can get in a big raffle, I think it's like $10, but the little raffle's like a buck a shot. And, you know, usually always win some crapophilia that they got going on over there. It's always for a good cause. We had Toys for Tots in December. This last January, we did Toys for Smiles or Smiles for Kids. I think that's what it is. And that's a great organization where they make toys for wooden cars and trucks for kids just to get a smile on their face. And at Parrot Heads, we party with the purpose. And like I say, we meet usually the first Wednesday, but it'll be February 4th on a Saturday evening, a special function we're doing over there at Tommy Rocker's, February 4th. Anyways, that's what we got going on around town. I got a couple things happening here soon that I'll be talking about hopefully in the next week or two once we get it solidified. I know there's a couple people putting on shows that I've worked for in the past. They're talking about doing a couple other things, so hopefully that's going to pan out. In the meantime, I think we're going to get back to maybe playing some more comedy. Jay's got us loaded up this evening with some classical stuff. And let's see who we got next.
Now, I think it is perfectly great when women try to stay pulled together as long as possible. And by that, I mean, you know, you go to the beauty parlor and the expensive salon. Boy, you know, it bothered me for years. Why do you pay so much more to salon than you do in a chink beauty parlor? Because I know it all comes out of the same bottle. In fact, my picture's on it. So I researched it, and I can tell you exactly what you're paying for. You're paying for the way you are treated as a person. Now, you go into a chink beauty parlor, and some ugly brawn at the desk who hasn't blown her nose in 20 years will insult you. I got into one by mistake, and this girl said, "Well, lady, we do repairs, not reclamation." You know, I am not really wrinkled. I just had a nap on a chenille spread. Now, it's just the opposite at an expensive salon. You are treated like a lady, regardless. The minute you walk in there, a gentleman greets you properly. He bows from the waist and he says, "Madame." And you've never been in business in your life. But I know exactly where the trouble spot is. It's middle age. And here's what happens. A woman hits 40. Going 90 miles an hour. And boy, that's a crack up. One morning, she gets up, she looks in the mirror, she punches the panic button. She says, "I gotta be younger by lunch." And she'll go through a whole list of idiotic ideas like renting smaller children. But 9 out of 10 will rush off to a plastic surgeon. Or go under the knife, as we say at the clinic. And are you ready for the big fallacy? They all expect to come out looking like Tinkerbell. So what if you do? What are you going to do about the rest of it? Gravity's been pulling on it for 40 years. And I hate that word gravity. It reminds me of a little personal tragedy. 2 weeks ago, my Playtex living bra died. Of starvation. I mean, if just once I could throw up my arms and say, "My cup runneth over."
Wow, wow, wow. Phyllis Diller. I had the pleasure of videotaping her for the South Coast Toyota Dealers Association here in Vegas some years ago. Boy, I wish I would have kept a copy of that. Usually when I videotaped events, I handed the tapes over. I was fortunate enough when I taped, Don Rickles over at the Gold Nugget. I was fortunate enough to be able to make copies for the people that we did the event for, so I saved it. So now on the Oscar and Bernie YouTube channel, we have different people like Robert Goulet and Bobby Barasini and different people like that on our channel that I was able to tape over the years. Phyllis was amazing. Just amazing to watch her in front of the room, work in the room the way she did. I was so impressed. I mean, at a young age, I was able to see George Carlin as our homecoming performer at Community College back in Cleveland, and inspired me. And the same thing with after I moved out here in 73, that New Year's Eve, seeing Freddie Prinze open for Shirley MacLaine at Caesar's Palace at New Year's Eve. It was just awesome watching him. He was 21 and I was 21, and just watching him work the audience and everything he had going on. Anyways, and he had a lot of fun over at the auditions for America's Got Talent. There was an article Howie Mandel put in the Life section of the RJ here last January 17th, and it's an interesting article on how Mandel says don't overthink your auditions. He says, almost all 11 seasons of Talent have included show folk based in Las Vegas, from comedy magician Nathan Burton the very first summer, 2006, to Hooters Hotel's comedy daredevil Ryan Stock last year. And we didn't get a plug in there because we were on there long enough to just say, America, you got the bird. And but it was a lot of fun. They flew us down to L.A. and put us up at Universal Studios, and it was a lot of fun being down there. Actually, it was the day we were down there, the day they taped, the night before it hit the news, David Hasselhoff eating a cheeseburger. Let me give you an idea when that was. I didn't see Terry Fader down there. I would have liked to. I tried chasing Triumph the Insult Dog down a bunch of different times. I tried catching him in Cleveland this last summer when he had the RNC convention there. Also, I chased him down behind backstage at Caesar's Palace when they had Laugh Across America, trying to catch up with him to be able to debate him on any kind of political issues between Bernie and him. But Robert Smigel, if you're out there and you happen to catch wind of this, we challenge you on any debate stage anywhere at any time. But it'd be a lot of fun to do that. We'd be both insulting ourselves right into probably censorship on the television station. Anyways, what I want to do is, again, encourage you guys that are tuning in that want to learn a little something about comedy to go to the Internet and study up over there. Spend a little time reading a few books. It's interesting reading Desi Arnaz's autobiography. He talked about how one of the things he did was, because it's hard to remember everybody's name that you meet on the road. Now, he got to a point where he was famous and could afford to hire some people around him, but he always made sure that his one guy always took notes of everybody that was important in the clubs that he was working at and the people that were involved there. So when they would walk down a line and shake his hand, he had a guy whispering in his ear, "Oh, this is Joe, and Joe's got three kids, and he does this and he does that." So what he's doing is developing rapport there. As Tommy Wilson said to me years ago, his stage name's Tommy Willett, Paul R. Brown drove Larry Scarano and Tommy and Drew Carey down to L.A. when Drew moved down there to live with his older brother Neil at his place. And Tommy was one that always made sure everybody, and this was back in 1979 when I met him. We were did vaudeville 79 for Joe Behar here in town. He made sure he'd get everybody's birthday, their name, their birthday, their address. And everybody he worked for, he always sent them like a birthday card. And the people that he met in the business, he kept in touch with them. I saw Tommy walking with a clipboard in front of, on the stage at Caesar's Palace in the movie Electric Horseman. He's also on the plane wearing a cowboy hat, sitting down behind William Shatner in that scene, too. I've spotted him in several places. And actually, he worked a lot on the Gong Show. And when you were a union and you worked the Gong Show, it was $440 a pop. And then you got reruns and you got renewals from that, your royalties. And some guys you might remember by the Worms, by the name of the Worms, they were friends of mine. I knew those guys. And the one fella that paid for his college going through school, you know, just from as many times as they appeared on there. I got my first union voucher doing the Gong Show. And once you get three union vouchers, then you're getting a union. And SAG-AFTRA this Sunday, we were having a party over at Tommy Rockers, again over at Tommy's. And it's for the SAG-AFTRA people here in town that are going to view and vote on the movies for the SAG Awards. So that's a lot of fun. It only runs me $200 a year to be in a union. It took 25 years to get in. It was about $1,170 to join. They gave us payments on that, which was nice. But we get all the movies every year, and we get all the TV shows and stuff they want us to vote on, and it's kind of a neat little perk getting to see the movies that have come out. So anyways, that's my life. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. It's the Oscar and Bernie History of Comedy Hour. Phyllis Diller, she was outrageous. female comics, going back to Mae West and what she was doing with W.C. Fields, Gilda Radner and Saturday Night Live, just an amazing, amazing talent. And then to be with, Willy Wonka. What the heck's his name? I'm having a... Yeah, Gene Wilder. They were married. And you look at Danny DeVito and Pearlman. You know, just to be able to... Just to hang with people like that. You know, a married couple, what, Stiller and Mirror. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody in a marriage has their arguments. But I'm sure people like that, with their comedic timing and everything they've done in the past, you'd like to be the fly in the wall to see how they make up. I think there'd be some funny stuff flying around the house. Anyways, I think we're going to cut out and hear some more comedy. We got to fill an hour yet. We got a half hour to go. So we're going to listen in on some more and come back and talk about who we listen to.
Now in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael, lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a culture toke and said, "Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I'll grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops," says Callisto. "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all who walk or crawl, tickets just 2 lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun, who smoke the deadly pugaru, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise, lace, and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time, to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads, all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, teeth from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska Cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, gains from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that wet imported shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan tops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera Fleurs, and that rare Manhattan Silver that grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade, and sweet grapes by the bunches, and there's Hershey bars and Oreos in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga kid, he smiles, and Pearly, she just grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, "Go, go, go!" And the world's first smoke-off begins. Well, the kid, he flicks his fingers once, zap, that first joint rolled. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs, and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the kid kid he rules, his super bomb that would paralyze a moose. And Pearl takes one mighty hit and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls three in just 10 seconds, and she smokes him up in 9. And everybody sits back and says, hey, this just might take some time. See the blur of flying fingers? See the red coal burning bright? As the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's. With fingers blue and stiff, she coughs and stares. With bloodshot gaze and puffs through blister lips. And as she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold, the kid, he gasps, damn it, bitch, there's nothing left to roll. Nothing left to roll, screams Pearl. Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to fuck around. Man, I come here to smoke. And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She'd been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and her story is still widely told, how she still can smoke 'em faster than any dude can roll. While off in New York City, on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll.
Oh, wow, man. Where did stuff go, man?
Hey, man, get on over here. I'm trying to roll one for you, man.
Well, man, I can't even see with all the smoke in here.
Wow, that was funny. Who was that?
It was not Cheech and Chong, and that's one of the worst impressions you do.
I know, you got to be stoned to appreciate it.
No.
So who was that?
That was Shel Silverstein.
Huh. Huh.
The writer of songs like A Boy Named Sue.
Oh, wow.
And very famous for his book, Where the Sidewalk Ends, The Giving Tree, A Light in the Attic. He wrote a lot of stuff for Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show.
Nice, nice. Man, that was crazy. He's out there.
I knew you'd like that one, buddy.
He's out there. That's funny. That's funny. Well, it's now legal in Nevada. You know, I guess you're allowed to grow, what, 5 plants if you're within 25 miles of a dispensary? You got to be 25 miles away from a dispensary. But there's no dispensaries now, so grow fast, I guess, is what you're supposed to do. This is the way that works out. I don't know. It's nice. The police don't need to be messing with that anyways. I mean, stoners drive slow. Drunks drive into poles. You know, that's a real serious problem, drinking and driving. One thing with technology, they'll probably rig the ignitions here in the next couple of years where you won't even be able to start a car. You'll be able to test you right when you get behind a wheel, which is a smart thing to do. It's lives lost from drunk driving is terrible. Anyways, on a nicer note, let's run through these open mics we got here in town. We got Boomers on Sunday nights. They're over there on Cyrus Avenue. Also, the Eastern Grill over on Sunset. We got Monday nights, the Hard Hat Lounge and the Dive Bar. And then Tuesdays, we got Champagnes, Scratch, and I guess Kevin Wynn and Bruce Purcell over there, the gang. And then,
It's Kevin Winnie.
Yeah.
You said Wynn.
Wynn. Winnie? Winnie? Oh, you announced the E on the end.
Yes.
Well, you would know. You've had him on stage in front of you. And I know the man, too. You know, I mean, I'm sorry I mispronounced his name. But he's a comic. He'll be able to make stock of that. Something should come of that anyways. Anyways, Naked City Pizza, they're on Wednesday nights with Bobby Massey. And we got Lacey's Lounge now over there. They're doing that, too. They used to be Coffee, Tea, or Me. All right, then on Thursday nights, we're down to Legends. Possibly, I don't know, Money Plays was on and off. Motor City Cafe was a while. I went over there one time with Randall Thompson. They had a nice little crowd over there. And Friday nights. I knew there was something going on. This is says a place called Al's Donuts and Cafe Burger, but I don't know who the hell they are. Saturday's Al on Russell Road. So I don't know if that's real current or not. I'll have to pull this up again. This was just a couple weeks ago. I pulled this up last. And anyways, we're talking comedy over here. We're looking for the funny. And that's what you do in life. You want to turn the things that happen to you in life that might be a little rough. It seems like a lot of comics have things that happened in their past that kind of gave them an edge, where if they didn't learn to laugh about what happened to them, they probably would have gone become a serial killer. I wonder what's the fine line between genius and crazy that separates the two. But anyways, I find that a great fraternity of people. If you have never been to a live comedy show, I encourage you. There's some great shows here in town. There's Brad Garrett's Club. There's the Laugh Factory here in town. You got the Improv over at the Harris. And I'm sure there's a few other places I'm not mentioning that are out there. But if you get on the Neon and the RJ, the Friday Neon magazine, it shows all the different clubs. And I was happy to hear Mondre. I worked with him over at the Sapphire for a couple of years. He's a phenomenal magician. And he was at America's Got Talent. And I was happy to hear that the show's still going on at the Sapphire. There were rumors that it was off, but he says they're still over there. So it's good that there's entertainers making some money doing live performances here in Las Vegas. Tommy Wynn over at the Tommy Wynn Theater, they had some good shows going on over there. I see with the football games, Vinny Favorito's over there at the Westgate doing his thing. So there's a lot to see and do around town. Check out, like I say, Evan Davis's website, Neenan's site, too, on her show that she does. Also, every Tuesday night, we'll update you here. We replay at 11 on Wednesdays, the Oscar and Bernie History of Comedy Hour. One of the things you want to work for is, like, America's Got Talent. They're looking for 90 seconds. So you get up there and you do your 90 seconds. You want it to be clean material that you can get on television. It was interesting because there's probably 10 performers in the room, maybe a total of 20 of us in there. There was a few parents there watching the kids. You had to get up there and sing a cappella. You didn't have the music behind you. So you got to have a little confidence in yourself to be able to do that. And what you do is you practice in front of the mirror. You practice in front of your family. And get up at an open mic. And if all you got is 90 seconds, get up there and do your 90 seconds. Better to get up there and be prepared doing 2 or 3 minutes and getting up there and trying to talk off the top of your head. You want to be prepared for what you're doing. And then you have the confidence behind what you are doing. And realize you're going to try to get 4 to 6 laughs per minute. You want to get up there and if you're totally afraid, if you really have bad stage fright, one of the best things you can do, for one, is not look into people's eyes. Look over their heads. You know, stare above them. Get out there and do your thing. Wear some sunglasses if that's better for you. If you wear glasses and you can't see real good with them off, sometimes taking them off will help make it a little easier. You're not sitting there terrified. Also, it's good to do some positive reinforcement before you get on stage. A lot of comics like to play some hard rock and roll, like some George Thorogood, something that gets you up and gets you going. And then you jump out there and you're ready to go. So anyways, that's the thing. Drew Carey, he got on the Tonight Show doing his 5 minutes of clean material, and his career took off for him after that. It's easier to work blue material than it is to work clean. But if you want to get famous, if you're working clean, it's what you want to do, get the first 90 seconds, 5 minutes out on national TV. Then once you get known a little bit, then you can, you know, work your more risque material into your act in front of your audiences. And as George Burns said in his books, once he was famous, he was able to do a lot more material just by walking out on stage. Carlin walk out on stage and just stare at you, and you get the audience laughing just by that because they knew he was George Carlin. And, oh, well, man, wonderful win. Oh, something else is going to pop out of him next. And that's what made him so unique. The man, his play on words was amazing. He was such a nice human being, good guy. So anyways, I think Jay's got some more comedy we're going to listen to. We'll come back and we'll beat the bushes again. So,
has this ever happened to any of you? Or will it happen to any of you? On the morning after the night before.
Oh, God. Oh, God, 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 God. Oh, God, God. My tongue is asleep. And my teeth itch. Where is my Alka-Seltzer?
Oh, my God, don't fizz.
Don't be mean, Alka-Seltzer. Dissolve. Oh, the hell with it. I'll drink the pieces. Oh, God. Hail, Moscow. Oh, God. Oh, come on, God, will you? David boy? How you doing there, Dave? Dave, I wonder... you think you could whisper, Dave? This is me. It's me. It's me. It's your old buddy. Just a minute, Dave. Don't press me. Dave, if you nag at me, you'll never get it. Isn't that ridiculous? I just got a letter this morning. Do I sound familiar at all, Anna? You want to take a stab at a name? I don't know what letter it begins with. It's silly. I mean, I know my own name. I know it as well as I know my... Oh, God. Hang on a second. Wait, Dave. I mean, I know the name, really. It's Sam, Dave. I know it is. Oh, Sam. How many Sams you know? Oh, God. Sammy Spiro, Dave, that's who it is, old Sammy Spiro. Well, let's not quibble about pronunciation, Dave. What is it, Spiro? All right, Spiro, we'll settle for that. I don't know, fella, I don't get it. Oh, that's good, I'm glad to hear that. Not so hot, Dave. I'm a little under the weather from last night's party. I have this little headache in my left eye. That's what I call you out to thank you for. That wonderful party you threw last night. Of course, we brought our own liquor, but you provided the electricity, and you should be thanked for that. Tell me, Dave, did I have a good time? No, I don't know, Dave. Well, at a certain point of the evening, everything's a complete blank. A few minutes after I arrived. What did I do? What? Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, boy. Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Dave. The whole window, eh? You just come right out, huh? Yeah, that's a picture window, too, isn't it, Dave?
It's a lucky thing there was nobody walking under it at the time, huh?
Oh. got him edgewise, huh? Oh, well, they'll put him back together, Dave. Those medical people are... Gee, Dave, I can't imagine how I managed to break a window. I don't have any cuts or bruises on my hands. How'd I break the window? I see. Were you very fond of that cat? You know, those things are supposed to land on their feet, aren't they, Dave? Poor little fella. How did I manage to do that? Oh, yeah, I get the picture. Oh, no, no. Gee, I must have been playing some sort of stupid game there or something. What was I doing? I see, and I guess the window was Goliath. Well, gee, Dave, naturally, I'll do my best to repair your window. That's picture winner, right? Yeah, well, it'll take a lot of wood. And you'll probably want a new cat, huh, fella? Yeah, well, you know, he's a goner. Dave, Dave, I wish you wouldn't be quite so descriptive about the cat, Dave. I'm not a well man, Dave. Yeah, well, first chance we get, we'll bury it all, and I'm sorry. Dave, I wonder if your mind would change the subject to something a little more pleasant, if you don't mind. Tell me, did your wife enjoy the party? What do you mean, I ought to know? I did not. Oh, Dave, it was a long, hard party, Dave. The curtain watches may have gotten tired and stretched out for a bit. Well, I thought it was a pile of clothing, Dave. And Dave, you know how I feel about Myrna. Why, I love your wife. Now, that isn't what I meant, Dave. I mean, I love your wife the same way I love you. That's not what I meant either. I hardly think it's necessary for you to warn me to keep my hands off you, too. What? No, Ken. Right off the hinges, huh? The whole damn door. You think you can get along without it, Dave? That's right. Your bathroom is right off your kitchen. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Dave, when you come right down to it, the only real damage I caused was a broken window and a broken door, right? No, I won't forget the cat, Dave. Thank you very much.
Dave, in the shape I was in, it's lucky the only thing I threw through the window was a cat, huh?
Oh, really? Who? Oh, God. I hope she wasn't angry. That's swell. She always was a pretty good sport, your mother. Listen, Dave, the reason I'm calling, I'm having these business associates in town for the weekend, and I'd like to throw this little shindig on them. You know how small my place is. So I was wondering if I could use your place for a few hours Saturday night. You know what I mean? A few drinks, couple of laughs, you know. Dave? Dave? Come on, boy, pull yourself together over there. Dave, stop that now. I can't bear to hear a man cry. Dave, don't call me that name. It's a reflection on my parents. Now, Dave? Dave? Now, Dave?
The laughs continue on the Oscar, Bernie, and Ernie History and Comedy Show.
Hey, Dave, man. Where's Dave, man?
Shelley Berman with this Dave bit. I don't know. At first, I thought he sounded like a drunk Johnny Carson. And then he sounded almost like a little bit like Jack Benny. I don't know. That was pretty wild. He's a crazy man, too. We want to mention a couple other things here, too. Our buddies Steve McAnally is over at Rick's Smoke and Barbecue on the Strip there at Pawn Stars. They're there every Wednesday night. They've got a nice little lineup over there. They bring guys in there, and it's a set show. It's not an open mic. And they got some good food and drink specials over there. I've seen the room. It's a nice little intimate spot. It is a good place to see a show. Now, talk about a real intimate spot. Check out Smiley Joe Wiley on his website, because he's got a party bus going on here in town. And you can party with Smiley, hanging with Joe, going up and down the strip and checking out the city. So anyways, I want to mention Attack Service and More at 702-240-8090. And go check them out if you got any tax problems, because over there at Attack Service and More, they deal with that and bookkeeping, and they'll take care of your tax situation for you. And I also want to give a shout-out, again, to Amnesia Salon. My buddy Ernie over there, 6462 Losey Road, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 5. Check them out over there. go over there and see them and get your color highlights, your hair extensions, manicures, pedicures. Over to Amnesia Salon, Brazilians, Manzilians, and a chiropractor there to service your needs there. So anyways, I want to thank them at Pete's Wheatgrass, where you can get that at Las Vegas Athletic Clubs. It's the most oxygenated stuff you can drink. And our buddy Michael Hallop of Century 21 Solutions. We're about ready to wrap it up here this evening. I want to thank our producer, Jay Bird, for doing the last 13 weeks. We've done 13 shows now. And we got them all at Oscar and Bernie on our website. You can go over there and check them out and pull up the previous shows. Different people we've interviewed in the past and talking about comedy. And I encourage everybody who's ever thought they might be able to get on stage and do this to take the risk in life. You take risk in life to find out how special you are. I want to thank my buddy Lyle for coming out here tonight and spending time with us and getting this on video. We're going to try to get this up on YouTube and check that out over there. At the Oscar and Bernie channel, YouTube channel, we got over 100 videos over there of myself and other comics. You can see people at all different levels of the profession, of pursuing our career. It's a good fraternity of guys. We tend to look out for each other. Most of us are always helping each other. James Thompson has helped me in the past, and I've helped him. And it's nice to see. And he's in Guinness World Book of Records for jumping rope. He's known as the Rope Master. And a phenomenal performer, a great guy. Mondre, too. It was great seeing him over there at America's Got Talent. Go over there and check out the show at the Sapphire on a Saturday night. You'll be glad you did. They got some great food over there, too, at the El Dorado. I want to thank them because they've comped us some food, and it was really a wonderful time. So anyways, if you got any questions about comedy, feel free to reach out. John Oscar Hine on Facebook, Oscar Hino's our other page. Check out the Oscar and Bernie page at Facebook and our Oscar and Bernie website. I want to thank Jay Bird. I think that's about it. He might run something else before we get out of here.